Welcome to Follow Fox, a journey through nature's wisdom. I'm your host, Fox. The pollen count is high, and many allergy sufferers are cursing the blossoms. But many critters love the pollen and rely on it as a food source. One such critter is the honeybee. Probably one of the most renowned pollinators in North America, the honeybee is not actually a North American native. Due to their importance as pollinators and relative harmlessness to the ecosystem, they are not considered an invasive species. They're native to Eurasia. Honeybees are relatively thin bees with a clear distinction between their head and abdomen. They also have two sets of wings. Honeybees live in a eusocial society, a complex structure based on castes, with division of societal obligations in labor. Eusocial structures can be defined by characteristics such as cooperative brood care, overlapping generations within a colony of adults, and a division of labor into reproductive and non-reproductive groups. Castes are defined by their specialized behavior displayed by the animal within a role, such as drones or workers. Within eusociality, individuals of one caste usually lose the ability to perform at least one behavior characteristic of individuals in another caste. This essentially means that everyone has a job to do and does only that job. Even though bees are known for having a queen, they actually choose their nesting sites somewhat democratically. Individuals vote on the best potential site, and the queen follows the majority. The queen's main job is reproduction. She is often the mother of most, if not all, the bees in a colony. The bees that the queen mates with are referred to as drones, and their only job is to reproduce with the queen. The worker bees are typically the bees we see buzzing about gathering pollen. Drones are male, and worker bees are female. Bees use odors to communicate, as well as intricate dances. Bees feed on flower nectar and flower pollen. A worker will usually gather only nectar or pollen, not both. The workers do not eat as they gather. The nectar is stored in a specialized sac called the honey stomach. If she does get hungry, she can open a valve and release a portion of the nectar into her own stomach. When she returns to the hive, she passes the nectar to the indoor bees. The nectar then gets transferred orally from bee to bee until it loses its moisture. This turns the liquid nectar into sticky honey. The honey is then placed in a storage cell and protected with a beeswax cap until it is needed for food. Bees have wax-producing glands on their abdomens. This gland converts sugar from the honey into a flaky wax. This is then chewed by bees until it is malleable and used to construct the comb within the hive. Telling the Bees by John Greenleaf Whittier. Here is the place, right over the hill runs the path I took. You can see the gap in the old wall still, and the stepping stones in the shallow brook. There's the house with gate red barred and the poplars tall, the barn's brown length, the cattle yard, and the white horns tossing above the wall. There are the beehives, ranged in the sun, and down by the brink of the brook are her poor flowers, weed o'errun, pansy and daffodil, rose and pink. A year has gone as the tortoise goes, heavy and slow, and the same rose blows, and the same sun glows, and the same brook signs of year ago. There's the same sweet clover smell in the breeze, and the June sun warm, tangles his wings of fire in the trees, setting, as then, over Fernside Farm. I mind me how, with a lover's care, from my Sunday coat I brushed the burrs and smoothed my hair, and cooled at the brookside my brow and throat. Since we parted, a month has passed, to love a year. Down through the beeches I look at last, on the little red gate and well swept near. I can see it all now, the slantwise rain of light through the leaves, the sundown's blaze on her window pane, the bloom of her roses under the eaves. Just as this the same month before, the house and the trees, the barn's brown gable, the vine by the door, nothing has changed but the hives of bees. Before them, under the garden wall, forward and back, went drearily singing the choir girl small, draping each hive with a shred of black. Trembling, I listened. The summer sun had the chill of snow, for I knew she was telling the bees of one gone on the journey we all must go. Then I said to myself, my Mary weeps for the dead today. Haply her blind old grandsire sleeps the fret and the pain of his age away. But her dog whined low on the doorway sill, with his cane to his chin, the old man sat, and the choir girl still sung to the bees, stealing out and in. And the song she was singing ever since in my ears sounds on. Stay at home, pretty bees, fly not hence, Mistress Mary is dead and gone. In this poem, the author learns of his friend's death when he overhears a relative telling the bees about it. Telling the bees is an old European custom in which bees would be told of important events in the keeper's life. It was thought that if the bees were left out of the loop, they would leave the hive. They could also become irate and sting everyone they see. It is a fact that unhappy bees will abandon a hive, so it's in the keeper's best interest to stay on the bees' good sides. Including them in family events is a good way to make them feel like part of the family. If you would like to attract these industrious pollinators to your yard, the first thing you can do is to leave your dandelions alone. Anything big and bright like poppies or sunflowers will work well. Flowers with many cups like lilac or lavender are also attractive to bees. When planting a pollinator garden, remember that large groupings of the same color make better targets for these insects. If you would like to hear more episodes of Follow Fox, you can find them at anchor.fm/followfox, which is all one word. Please consider clicking the support button on the Anchor page. I'm also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. If you have any questions or topic requests, you can email me at followfoxcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word. Again, all one word, followfoxcast@gmail.com. The Follow Fox logo is by V. Wegman. I release new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month, so you'll hear from me again on June 1st. You've been listening to Follow Fox. I'm Fox. Thanks for following.